The Holy See's Secretariat of State has issued a new general decree clarifying and strengthening the ties between the Vatican and Caritas Internationalis, the confederation of the world's national Caritas agencies. Charles Collins reports.
In its 61 years of existence, Caritas Internationalis has always been a privileged instrument of the Church's charitable activity. In recent years, the Holy See has sought to update the juridical status of the organization in order to better support its activities in the context of the modern world. In a general decree published on Wednesday, the Secretariat of State has clarified the role of the principal Vatican departments involved with Caritas, most importantly, the Pontifical Council Cor Unum. The president of the council is Cardinal Robert Seurat.
I pontefici hanno promosso e appoggiato Caritas Internationalis.
The cardinal says the Pontifical Council promotes the identity and ecclesial spirit within the Confederation. In particular, it must ensure that the activities of its members, coordinated internationally, are carried out in collaboration and in communion with the local churches, including with the involvement of their pastors. The decree establishes that at least three members of the executive board be papal appointments to underline the close bond between Caritas Internationalis and the Holy Father. It also defines the Federation's relationship with the different sections of the Secretariat of State itself. Cardinal Seurat said the new norms will not change the fundamental mission of Caritas.
Finché Caritas possa continuare ad essere uno strumento della Chiesa a servizio della pastorale della carità.
He says Caritas will continue to be an instrument of the Church at the service of the ministry of charity.
In quanto Caritas è un'organizzazione largamente riconosciuta.
This is important, he says, because Caritas is an organization known and appreciated around the world. I'm Charles Collins.